USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's been a tough 8 days in Louisiana since Hurricane Ida made landfall as an intense Category 4 storm, and thousands of people are still without power. Most residents in New Orleans should have power back on Wednesday. That's according to the local energy company. Some areas of the state, though, may not get their lights turned on until the end of the month. NATO is raising concerns about countries that are building up their nuclear arsenals. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg points to efforts from Iran and North Korea.
There are also other players fielding nuclear weapons and advanced missile systems. North Korea and Iran, for example, are blatantly ignoring or breaking the global rules and spreading dangerous technology.
Stoltenberg calling on NATO allies to negotiate with the countries to limit their capabilities. USA Radio News.
This report brought to you by IBM. IBM is helping to enhance the U.S. Open viewing experience by using AI to keep fans more informed about players and matches. How? With real-time rankings and insights on the U.S. Open app and usopen.org. The new IBM Power Rankings with Watson and updated Match Insights with Watson run on IBM Cloud, using AI and natural language processing to analyze data and offer key insights ahead of each of the tournament's singles matches. Noah Sykin, Vice President, IBM.
Since last year's entirely virtual tournament, we've learned even more about what fans are looking for and how technology can help execute a tournament of this scale. We're excited to bring that insight into our continued partnership with the USTA and to help leverage our AI and cloud expertise to make the tournament more engaging for fans by digital platforms and new fan experiences.
The U.S. Open also launched the first ever U.S. Open fantasy tennis game with insights from IBM Watson. To see the technology in action, visit usopen.org.
The violence continues in the Windy City.
Another murderous weekend in Chicago, Illinois, including a four-year-old child victim. Chicago Alderman Democrat Raymond Lopez tells Fox News his opinion on why the violence continues.
Lori Lightfoot, Kim Fox, neither one of them want to hold criminals accountable. They are too busy coddling criminals and enabling bad behavior. They are bending over backwards, as we saw this weekend with those charges, to get people out onto the street when we know that they are criminals, when we know that they are murderers, we know that they are doing harm to the city of Chicago. They simply do not have the will. Though they have the rhetoric of saying that they support black and brown communities, they do not have the will to protect them. We know that our police officers can go after criminals if we allow them to do their job. We know that if you are committed to violence, you belong in jail.
180 kids have been shot in Chicago this year. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
To mask or not to mask your child as they head back to school.
As debates continue in school districts across the country over mask mandate policies, Dr. Ashish Shah says that those conversations have become overly politicized. The dean of the Brown University School of Public Health tells Fox News that there's strong evidence that masking can be part of a larger strategy to reduce the virus's spread in schools.
This is unnecessarily political, and I don't really understand why it has become so. What I say about kids and masking is that the evidence clearly leans towards the masking being helpful in preventing infections, preventing spread. It's not bomb-proof. The evidence is strong, but not, I would say, overwhelming. But the bottom line is that it should be part of a broader package. If you just do masking, probably not enough. But if we have testing in schools, if we improve ventilation, we get adults vaccinated, it is absolutely possible to get every child back to school full-time safely this fall. We shouldn't be turning these things into political battles. We should be looking at the data and then driving policy based on that.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The East Coast is expected to see life-threatening surf and rip current conditions this week due to Hurricane Larry. The coast is forecast to begin seeing swells by the middle of the week. Larry is described as a large hurricane as it sits about 1,000 miles southeast of Bermuda. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.